This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. Thank you for tuning in. By the way, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America. And thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, boy, there's so much stuff going on right now. First of all, China is up to its old tricks on trade, but it's learning the hard way that there's a new sheriff in town, namely President Donald Trump. And with all of that that's going on, the attorney general, I think, tried to upstage everybody, and I'm just kidding, but he appointed a U.S. attorney from Connecticut to oversee the government surveillance into the Trump campaign, and it's unbelievable. This is a gentleman who's going to be doing something a little bit different than what a special counsel would do, or like Robert Mueller was. This will be an actual investigation to see whether or not crimes were committed and charges should be brought. But there also has been additional evidence starting to pop up against James Comey from the FBI. That continues to unwind.
Well, right. I think this is a major step, Captain, in the terms of trying to get the truth of how this investigation initially started. This new investigation is appointed by Attorney General William Barr for John Durham. He's a U.S. attorney in the state of Connecticut. This is going to go in a sort of a parallel fashion to some degree of the Justice Department Inspector General's Michael Horowitz investigation that should be concluded here very soon, which also will be looking at some similar aspects of this. But the question is, of course, how did this get started? Was any surveillance that was ever done, was it done lawfully? That's, I think, a key phrase here, because from what we can tell, Captain, from just what we have seen reported over the last 2 to 3 years, is that there's these FISA abuses and so forth were the basis for this kind of surveillance or spying, if you will, and the truth is looks like it's going to be worse than anybody thought.
Well, listen to this. This is Lindsey Graham, who was talking to Maria Bartiromo Bartiromo, rather, on Fox News, and this is what he had to say about declassifying some of the information in the FISA document.
We went to break a minute ago talking about the potential that the president will declassify some of these FISA-related documents. I don't know why the president hasn't done it yet. He said that he will do it. He told me that and others. Do you expect him to do it? And what will we learn from those documents?
Well, I think you'll learn that the FBI was on notice that Christopher Steele was not a reliable informant when it came to Trump, that he was being paid for by the Democratic Party, that his work product had not been vetted, and that he was out to get Trump, and they used the dossier anyway. I think you're going to learn a lot about how the counterintelligence investigation actually opened up, that Papadopoulos wasn't working with the Russians. They put it in his head that the Russians stole Clinton emails. All this will be coming sooner rather than later, and I'm glad the president waited to after Mueller was done, so nobody can accuse him of interfering with the Mueller investigation, because it's now over.
Wow.
Yes, wow is right. You know, when we're going to continue to find out more about how the FBI, you know, went about this, some of these people that were at the high echelons at the FBI, and certainly how there was sort of a cyclical or a circle nature to this kind of thing where, you know, Christopher Steele evidently, you know, had to do with getting these stories into the news media and so forth, and then that was brought back in to try to justify the FISA warrants and so forth. So there's this sort of vicious cycle that goes on, and the American people have to know this. They have to see this in the whole spectrum here, so that they can realize just how our election was tried to be undermined. The results of the election were at least attempted to be undermined. And the president, even the other day, Captain, used the coup word again, because of the drastic nature of all this.
This is not a constitutional crisis, as Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff are trying to put out there, and Nancy Pelosi and others. This is a criminal crisis, because it's going in a criminal direction, and people should be charged for what we are about to find out here.
Oh, I think these kinds of charges will be coming down the pike. I think the Inspector General reports, the report that's coming out here very soon, perhaps late this month or early next month, is going to be very, very interesting to see. And then parallel with this, there's going to be a lot of corroborating evidence, and we're going to find out a lot more.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. You know, today is the day, Tuesday, where I'll be over at Mission Barbecue for lunch at 5602 West Waters Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway, second light in between the first and second light, right on the corner, right side. See the big American flag and the big old Mission Barbecue smoker trucks out there, too. But I'll be there for lunch from 12 noon to 1:30. Stop by, say howdy, howdy. Make sure you enjoy a great meal. And by the way, today is part of the Armed Forces Week celebration. All of the Marine Corps veterans, you Marines, listen up. All of the Marine Corps veterans eat free today for lunch at the Mission Barbecue. So stop by, take advantage of that great honor by the Mission Barbecue folks, and I look forward to seeing you over there on West Waters Avenue, 12 noon to 1:30, and we got a table there, and you're more than welcome to sit right there with us. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, George Steffi Stephanopoulos had a little chat with Adam Schiff, and we heard this mentioned the other day, but we didn't get a chance to actually hear Adam Schiff. And I'm going to play the audio of Adam Schiff talking about the fact that I don't think this country could survive another 4 years of Trump. Listen to his reason behind this.
And we begin this week with one of the Democratic chairmen leading an investigation, Adam Schiff of the House Intelligence Committee. Mr. Chairman, thanks for joining us this morning. You heard the president right there. He says you all are going to elect him in 2020.
That's not going to happen, and I don't think this country could survive another 4 years of a president like this who gets up every day trying to find new and inventive ways to divide us. He doesn't seem to understand that a fundamental aspect of his job is to try to make us a more perfect union, but that's not at all where he's coming from. And he's going to be defeated. He has to be defeated because I don't know how much more our democratic institutions can take of this kind of attack on the rule of law.
Okay, here we go again. Shift attack and the rule of law. They're the ones doing the attacking, number one. And number two, they're the ones that are doing the trying to divide us, because it started with Barack Obama.
Well, I think you're right, and I think what Adam Schiff is doing, he's saying everything that the Democrat Party elite are trying to do to the nation and trying to project it onto Donald Trump or people that voted for him. And it's really kind of so obvious and really kind of pathetic, you know, to hear this kind of stuff. You know, I don't know what rights President Trump is trampling on or any of these kinds of things, but I do know that Adam Schiff or the Democrat Party elite seem to require that everyone else be in lockstep, it seems, with whatever they say. And what they're saying now is somehow, you know, we can't survive another 4 years with President Trump, when the actuality is, Captain, that their power structure can't survive even another year and a half of President Trump. And they know that. And they know it's not going to be very easy to beat him in the election, so they're going to continue to fall back on, you know, personal attacks or we don't like the way he, you know, does business kind of thing.
Now, yesterday at this time, we were talking about the news that was coming out of the United Arab Emirates with the oil tankers that had explosions, and the news that we were getting initially was from the United Arab Emirates Foreign Ministry telling us that the ships were outside the port of the seaport, the oil port of the United Arab Emirates, which is true. And we were hearing from Iran and Lebanon that there were 7 to 10 ships that were on fire inside the port where they load up with oil. And that wasn't true, of course. So what we saw as the day went on were 2 of the 4 ships. Now, there were 4 ships that were targeted. There were explosions with 2 of the ships, and the other 2 devices that were on the other 2 ships, one was a Norwegian registered vehicle, a ship, rather. I'm not sure what the third one was, but the first 2 where they had explosions were Saudi Arabian tankers. Now, both of them had waterline, just right about the waterline, gaping holes of 5 to 10 foot around, which they were able to shore up temporarily to keep the vessels afloat so that they wouldn't sink. But the goal, obviously, was to sink these vessels and create problems there in the shipping lane, which is exactly what they've been trying to do for several years. Now, this is serious stuff. And Iran threatened to do this about 5 or 6 years ago. They've threatened almost every year until this year when they threatened again about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I believe that we're going to find out, because there is a full-scale investigation going on, I believe we're going to find out this was the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that did this, although there are other interests in the Arab area which would love to see the price of oil go up to, say, $100 a barrel or more, because they would make a bunch of money.
Well, sure. And you mentioned, of course, yes, the investigation is underway. It will be intense. And certainly the president our allies will look at the results very, very carefully. I don't think that we'll see any kind of precipitous act prior to having some good information on this. But you're right, Captain, that Iran, you know, has threatened this kind of thing before. And also, I think that the situation in Iran is deteriorating to the point where they know that Trump has pulled out of the nuclear deal. We're putting pressure on our own allies and others not to do business with Iran. Iran's trying to reach out to European states as well. But at the same time, I think that they see their own economy going down, and they're flailing around in a desperate measure right now, and perhaps may get into the mode where they believe that they're going to have some big conflict with the West and Israel and Saudi Arabia. And so that's why I think we have to go cautiously. But there is a lot of circumstantial evidence that would point to Iran at this point.
Well, the United Arab Emirates has asked the United States to help investigate the damage, which Gulf officials have characterized as sabotage. It's obvious that, you know, when you stick a bomb on the outside of a hull of a ship and it blows a hole in it, that's not the inside people doing it, it's the outside people. And those are somebody, you know, that is obviously sabotage or terrorism, call it whatever you want. And we do know that the U.S. has warned all ships in the area that Iran or its proxies are targeting maritime traffic in the region. And America has moved additional warships and aircraft into the region. We have actually got now a second aircraft carrier, an assault ship. We've got 6,000 Marines on board the ships. But the other news that came out yesterday, and I don't know who put this out or why, but in the Business Insider, a report came out about a plan from the Pentagon to put 120,000 troops back in the region, strictly because of Iran.
That's exactly right. And from what we understand, Captain, it's the reasoning is kind of twofold, whether or not Iran ramps up, either threats or attacks by...
They're already threatening.
Or attacks by their proxies. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have heard the threats. But also, of course, if they begin to really ramp up their nuclear program again. So this is, sort of a full spectrum problem, dealing with the Tehran regime, which again, I think is getting into a desperation mode, perhaps. And once that gets to full tilt, certainly Israel is right there in the crosshairs. And that's why I think the idea of moving these troops, or the proposed plan to move these troops into the region, would be so needed, in order to counter any kind of problem that Iran might come up with here. Because you'd have to have a very fast response, and you'd have to be able to do something very, very quickly and decisively in order to bring down the mullahs in Iran.
Yeah, and by the way, Sam the paper man is saying, excuse me, Captain, but wasn't it Barack Obama who said we're no longer a Christian nation? Yeah, it was, because Sam, let's see here. Where is it? Here we go.
We are no longer a Christian nation. We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation.
Okay, there you go, Sam. Yeah, he said it, and I got the clips of it to prove it, because if anybody says it, oh, I never said anything like that. Really? Take a listen to this. That's Obama.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know what else Obama said? And this had to do with Syria at the time, but Obama loved to do the red line thing. Okay, I have a red line here. Well, the Iranian regime in Tehran is going to find out that President Trump, when he puts a red line somewhere, that's an actual red line.
Well, here's the thing. You're not dealing with Barack Obama anymore. You are dealing with a real leader. All right, and this leader is the same as Ronald Reagan was, in my humble opinion, because we are being attacked every which way that they can turn around and figure out a way to do it over in the Middle East. And the big culprit, the big principal, happens to be Iran. Now, they are one of the axis of evil still, and we heard that from George W. Bush back in the day. But hold that thought, because we're going to talk more about that when we come back, because I got a lot of people saying, you said what? How many troops, huh? Well, we'll get to all that in a minute. It's just a story that's out there, and it's one of the battle plans they've got. I didn't say they're going to do it, but it's in the works. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Well, despite the big announcement, stocks on Wall Street plummet. President Trump says he will meet with the president of China next month in Osaka, Japan. Still, the stock market doesn't like uncertainty, and stocks deep in the red because of the tariffs. The Dow dropping a whopping 617 points to close at 25,324. The Nasdaq down almost 270 points. The S&P 500 shedding 69 points.
We had a deal with China. It was 95% there. And then my representatives, as you know, Secretary Mnuchin and Bob Lighthizer, Ambassador Lighthizer, they went to China and they were told the things that were fully agreed to, we're not going to get anymore. They're going to unagree to them. That's not acceptable. I said, good, that's fine. Put on the tariffs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at GEICO Insurance. GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O. You know, you can get a great rate with a personal touch from your local GEICO insurance agent. All you got to do is go to your phone book, look up insurance, and you probably are going to find the name of a GEICO insurance agent there. If you don't, then go to the internet, get on a computer, and type in GEICO.com, GEICO.com. You'll get the home website, and you'll be able to get a quote right there or get any questions asked that you need to have answered. Because GEICO can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, not just your car, not just your truck, but coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, even your snowmobile. And they can help you with homeowners or renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent. So, check them out. They've been in business for over 75 years. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, serving over 21 million drivers, and I'm one of those drivers. They do a good job with me, and they've saved me money on my premium. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO. Get a great rate with a personal touch, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. You know, Kyle, I started a firestorm of sorts here on the internet, the Facebook page, and text messages, as well as a couple of emails. So let me clarify. I did not say that we were going to put 120,000 troops in the Middle East because of Iran. I said there is a plan that's been put in place that we could put 120,000 troops in the Middle East, specifically for Iran. Now, we've got 6,000 troops on board the aircraft carriers and the amphibious assault ship that's currently in the region. We've also got about 150 aircraft on those carriers and that amphibious assault ship. And we've also got four high-altitude, nuclear-capable B-52 bombers in the region. Could have more coming, depending on what it is that we're going to do. But we're definitely sending a message to Iran, hey, time to stop the nonsense, cut it out, because you're messing with the wrong boys.
Well, exactly right, Captain. And what this is, it, from what we understand from this report, is that U.S. military officials have briefed the president on the ability to do this, how this would be done. We don't know if they are necessarily invasion plans per se, but it is the plan to be able to put that big a force into the region in order to help deal with this whole issue. So whether or not the president ever says, yes, we'll go ahead and do that, that remains to be seen. But the regime in Tehran, they have to add that into their calculus about how they want to take any next steps in what seems to be a real brewing crisis here, which could lead to some very, very bad consequences, obviously. And so this kind of report may be the kind of thing that helps them to draw back a little bit so that there doesn't have to be a conflict. But this president, you mentioned earlier, Captain, about this president being a real leader. That's what they're not used to.
They're used to a candy pushover in the form of Barack Obama.
Exactly right. Exactly
who
right.
Who bowed to the Saudi king who adhered to the customs in Iran. I mean, good God.
Well, right. I mean, this is.
And by the way, who's the buddy there of the negotiator of the nuclear deal on the Iran side? Isn't that John Kerry?
Well, right. That's right. And John Kerry had been talking to the Iranian officials, we understand, trying to tell them how to deal with the Trump administration. And this couldn't be any weirder if we wrote it and put it in a movie and people would say, that's not believable. Who would do that for their own country? But yet we're seeing it happen, evidently. But this is a major, major ramp up. And again, I think it has a lot to do with the problems internally as well in Iran, because they're not, you know, they've never had the intention to join the community of nations, and all this and giving them what $1.5 billion in unmarked bills that didn't help, and that only made things worse in my opinion.
Now we've gone just about the whole segment with you, three segments. We're in the third segment without talking about China, but now we're going to, because China is up to its old tricks on trade. It's learning the hard way that there's a new sheriff in town, namely President Trump. Now, China has operated in bad faith, not only in negotiations, but in its actual trade policies, and time again, breaking promises to stop stealing intellectual property, trade secrets, and let's be honest, it was Beijing that started this trade war, yet until Trump, America declined to fight back. Now, we're taking an offensive posture, and the United States hiked the tariffs on, I guess it was about, what was it? It went from 10% to 25% on a lot of different items. But we don't ship as many items into China as they ship out to us. And they are being hit really hard because they're the ones that are going to lose out big time over the fact that they're not going to be able to sell their stuff in the United States. I personally look at the labels, and if it says made in China, I do everything I can to make sure if there's an alternative that says made in the USA, I ain't buying it.
Well, you know, Captain, you mentioned the idea of the intellectual property and so forth, and this is perhaps one.
By the way, their telephones that the military banned, ZTE.
Right, ZTE. Yeah.
They spy on you.
That's what we've heard.
And all the private people that are listening to me right now that have those little ZTE phones, hey, Big Brother's watching, and it's not our Big Brother, it's China.
China, exactly. Well, but some of these areas may be where the president can build some common ground with leaders in Congress, especially on the other side of the aisle from him. I'll be interested to see kind of how far that goes in our own political climate. But that's one of the big differences, Captain, is that we actually have a political climate here in the United States, and the Chinese president, the Chinese leader, doesn't really have to deal in those kinds of, in other words, he lives in a different kind of universe almost altogether. And so again, China can act with a singular purpose and play a long game, and they expect us to have a certain amount of chaos over on the American side. And now, this is one of the things that Trump, I think, is trying to dissuade them from.
Now, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, yesterday went to Brussels and had a meeting with our allies there, our NATO allies, and they pretty much sat down and told the NATO allies what it was that we were thinking about doing with Iran, and, you know, who's with us and who's not, and all that sort of stuff. I know they did something like that, and warned all the allies about what's going on with the ships in the region, because sooner or later, they're going to sink a tanker or two in the Persian Gulf, in the channel, and once they do that, guess what's going to happen? No oil in, no oil out.
That's right, and the price is going to start heading northward.
It'll immediately go to $100 a barrel and probably $150 within a week, immediately, if they do that. And that's what they're trying to do, because that's how they get the price of oil up, but without necessarily doing anything else. But Senator Chuck Schumer warned Secretary of State Pompeo. He says, tell Putin election interference is unacceptable. He had to throw that out there when he's out there trying to get Russia to step in and try to head things off with Iran and try to wake up the North Koreans again, try to see what they can do to help us in Venezuela. I mean, that's what he's there for.
Exactly. And again, you know, it's the politics of it all, because what does that do? Get Schumer back in the news? He's telling Pompeo to give Putin what's what on election interference, and just keep that whole
thing. Yeah, just laugh about that too, by the way.
Well, yeah, but didn't Robert Mueller already uncover all the Russian influences and the bad actors and issued the indictments and this kind of thing? You know,
the dossier paid by the Democrats.
Well, exactly, and then so yeah, but Schumer's just looking for his political angle on this when the world is actually getting set, perhaps to see a very, very bad conflict emerge, and so. You have to be able to work with not only our allies, but people who maybe would be our ally only in this kind of situation. But this is one of the things about this is the difference between being president and sitting on the sidelines, or even from the Senate leadership and sort of giving your opinion about things, because the actual president has to juggle all these things for the security of the United States of America.
And you notice we talked about all this and we never got around to talking about the border, because there's another problem that's not going to go away anytime soon.
Well, exactly, yeah.
And by the way, tell everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and you'll have tomorrow night off because Wayne Allen Root's going to come on.
Sounds good.
All righty, I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com to find out more about him. And I'll be right back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways for all the truckers out there. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
All righty,
that's Aaron Tippin, and that was the modern version of Big Wheels Roll It, Move and On, because the original version was done by Merle Haggard. All right, this edition of our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our great friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss, as spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive, 4 dealerships to serve you, and they're the home of You Serve, You Save. We'll get to all that in a minute. Now, a soggy and chilly start to the week for the Northeast into the northern mid-Atlantic as a low over the Great Lakes gives way to a developing coastal low. Expect locally heavy rain, gusty winds, possible accumulated snow for the higher elevations for the favored northern New England, which includes northeastern northern New York, northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and northwestern Maine in the mountains, where there will be winter driving conditions again. It's already snowing in northern New Hampshire and northwestern Maine tonight. So keep that in mind if you're headed that way, anybody out that way. Now, also, you can expect the Texas area, a cold front that's dropping down, will be in the south headed towards Florida. It may produce strong to severe storms. That's all in the mix. It's not going to get cold, but it's definitely going to cool off a little bit when the front comes through. And we had some interesting storms here in the Tampa Bay area yesterday. I'll tell you that much. It rained like a monsoon. Sideways rain was going on here for a little while. But let's just kind of look at the areas out west. If you're up on I-80 or I-90, you're going to have some rain along I-80 in Wyoming tonight. That's between Cheyenne and Laramie. And I-90, you're going to find some there, South Dakota, just outside of Rapid City as you get up into Montana. Then the western part of Wyoming, there's rain there. So if you're cutting up out of Little America to go up to Montpelier or towards Boise, up US 30 to jump on I-84 and I-15, then that's going to be some rain there ahead of you. Now, there are some high winds tonight. Reno, Nevada, on down through the western side of Nevada. Also, the mountains, eastern part of California, got some winds there tonight blowing around, gusting fairly good. And you've got some fog tonight along I-30 and coming out of the Metroplex of Dallas, plus a little bit of it drifts over onto I-20 towards Longview. There's some fog down along Galveston and down along the bay. The western part of the Gulf of Mexico all the way down to the Mexican border. You've got some scattered showers in Louisiana tonight. By the way, it's still flood conditions for about the next week or so with all the rain that's coming south down into the Houston area. As a matter of fact, they've got the same type of flooding conditions going on right now that they had a few years ago when they had the big floods there. So it's not a pretty condition for them at all. Oklahoma, you got some scattered showers in the central part of the state. Arkansas, eastern part of the state, scattered showers. Louisiana, you got some scattered showers there, just pretty much all around. And the western part of Mississippi's got some scattered rain tonight. And other than that, you're looking pretty good. I-10 is looking good, except for some scattered fog going across, coming out of the peninsula, panhandle, Pensacola, Florida, over towards New Orleans. And then you'll have it over towards Texas, in and out of it. Then you'll be out of it again by the time you clear Houston. Looking good out west. I-20, looking good. I-30, looking good. I-40 looking good, I-70 looking good, I-80 looking good, except for a little rain out west. I-90 looking good there. As I said, winter driving conditions right now up in the mountains of New Hampshire, the upper mountains way up north in Vermont, a little bit of touch of weather in the northeastern mountains of New York along the Canadian border there with Quebec and the northwestern part of Maine right now, and that's where you'll find some winter driving conditions tonight. So be careful there. Now, I want to remind everybody that Moss Nissan, the home of whatever it takes, is moving into sale mode because they've got their annual Veterans Memorial Day sale, rather, their annual Memorial Day sale. And not only with the Nissans, the new Nissans, but also with the Chevys that they've got from Moss Family Chevy, they've got the BOGO sale going on again. Now, for those of you that participated before and know what it's all about and what it is, you buy one and you get one when it comes to Moss Care. And Moss Care, of course, is an extended warranty on a vehicle. You buy a vehicle, you're going to get Moss Care. But then you get a chance to get another one on another vehicle that you own for free. And it may be the car that you're currently driving or your wife's driving, the second car that you got or truck or whatever situation may be. And boy, they got some real beauties on sale right now. A friend of mine bought a Murano yesterday, a 2018 Murano, and they got one whale of a deal on it. Of course, they told him the captain sent him. They got that $500. They also got the other discounts that were involved. Now, Dave Moss also wants to remind you, have you been in a fender bender? Well, listen to what Dave Moss has to say here.
What's up, guys? Dave Moss Jr. here. This is a public service announcement that we have a body shop, full-service body shop. We can take care of all of your needs. God forbid you have to use us. But if you do have any dings, dents, anything like that, or you're in a full-blown accident, you're okay, and the car needs some work, you can recommend that the tow truck brings your car to the Moss Family Chevrolet Body Shop. Just want to let you know, because not a lot of people do know. It's not something that's really advertised on TV. But just want to show you, this is our shop. We do everything. So, MossFamilyChevy.com. God bless y'all.
And that's Dave Moss Jr. And by the way, I look forward to seeing him on the 25th. We're going to have some good fun up there, and we're going to have a lot of different things going on. We'll be telling you about it as we get closer next week to the 25th. We're going to be up there Saturday at Newport Richey Moss Nissan from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Going to have some things going on there, and it's going to be a great little event again. Because we're famous for the events that we have up there at Moss Nissan, so we're going to have another one. So keep in mind, you serve, you save. Now, what that means is all active duty military, all veterans, regardless of when you served, all first responders, active, currently on the job, and retired too, all 911 dispatchers all get preferred pricing on your brand new Nissans or Chevys at Moss Family Automotive, because they have both brands there. That means you can save literally thousands of dollars right off the price, whatever the price happens to be. Now, that being said, that doesn't include the certified pre-owned cars, which are all being sold at wholesale, but the prices have been dropped on those, too, below the marked price that's on there because of the extended Memorial Day sale that has started right now at their dealerships. Now, they have a dealership in Crystal River, a dealership in Newport Richey, a dealership in Homosassa Springs, and the Chevy dealership down here in Carrollwood, North Tampa on Dale Mabry, just north of the football stadium, about, 5 miles or so on the left-hand side as you go north up Dale Mabry. All righty. Now, check them out. Moss Family Automotive. You'll be glad you did. If you're in the market for a car, always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's another $500 you're going to save. Okay, coming back after the top of the hour news break, hour number two, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, is going to be with us. And I know she's locked, loaded, and ready to go, so don't go anywhere. I am the captain. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.